Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania Review, Jonathan Majors and Michelle Pfeiffer saves the day in Majestic Realm. So, fans, finally, we have the Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania movie in theaters. Marvel Studios successfully stroked their Phase 5 journey with the Scott Lang and Jonathan Majors Ant-Man 3, despite our high expectations walking into the theater, and otherwise, we are happy with the results. Speaking of the visual effects, we can say that the Phase 4 films of MCU certainly had their upsides and downsides. Still, this Majestic Realm went all out, and undeniably we can pen Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania offers one of the best performances with enriching CGI. Regarding the performance of Ant-Man Quantumania cast, we know Scott Lang and Hank Pym are still the same weirdos who fill the room with laughter with their cute, funny antics. They are some awkward characters we love watching on loop. Despite Scott Lang slash Ant-Man being the titular character, it was hard to take our eyes off Janet Van Dyne and Kong the Conqueror in this MCU's Phase 5 biggie. Since we have seen Janet's short screen time in Ant-Man and the Wasp, she has become a prominent character in the film's sequel, setting Ant-Man Quantumania in the Majestic Realm, introducing us to the big bad villain of the multiverse saga. And Kong is truly one thrilling and terrifying villain and is certainly a major threat to the Avengers guys. So, would it be wrong to say that Quantumania felt more like a Jonathan Majors film than Paul Rudd's biggie? Of course not. Overall, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania is a fun-filled, thrilling ride you must count on to watch on the big screen. Would you love to get some spoilers? Keep reading here. Welcome to the Jonathan Majors Show Pens Quantumania. Among all the other MCU heroes we have met so far, the tiny Ant-Man is the most hilarious and lighthearted cast that adds the right amount of charm and humor on screen. Blend with scientific reasoning, the previous two Ant-Man films have given us some mind-boggling scenarios. What do you think will Peyton Reed's third Ant-Man installment be able to create the same magic again? Well, once you finish this extremely amazing review here, go and watch the movie in theaters and let us know your opinions on the first feature film of MCU's Phase 5. Speaking on the story, after Scott Lang slash Ant-Man saves the world in Avengers: Endgame, he enjoys his family time with his daughter Cassie Lang, played by Catherine Newton. Meanwhile, his gang, Hope Van Dyne, Janet, and Hank Pym, join him on his chilled-out journey. He is trying his best to find peace among people who still mistakes him for Spider-Man, though. He is happy with people who recognize him as his true self, and he is obviously enjoying the freebies he receives for being the world's savior. Everything goes well with Scott Lang and his allies until and unless Cassie accidentally gets the group to the quantum realm. The silver line is that Cassie has been researching the quantum realm for quite a long, and accidentally she opens the portal, which further sucks the five members, Scott, Cassie, Hope, Janet, and Hank, into the Majestic Realm. And here we finally meet the biggest bad villain of the MCU, Kong the Conqueror. He is fierce, strong, and one inevitable force you should not dare to mess with. Once again, we say Jonathan Majors, as Kong has nailed it completely. He stole the show being the mighty conqueror. Feels like Jonathan would not be this merciless if only he would not have to get expelled by his people. His mysterious past, with which Janet is familiar, is the baseline for all events in Quantumania. And yeah, how can we forget there is one more villain? Modok only exists as a fun element in Quantumania, like the goons Thanos had to battle against Iron Man, the Hulk, and Doctor Strange. To an extent, Ant-Man 3 has served injustice with Modok's character. There could be more layers. Quantumania didn't feel it necessary to build for its third franchise installment. Anyways, moving on. Similar to the Ant-Man and Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania also brings a perfect blend of action, emotions, mysteries, drama, and adventure. Don't know about anyone, but we have certainly noticed the cold distance between Cassie and Scott Lang. But despite losing 5 years of their life with each other, they have been kind enough to offer some beautiful moments on screen. And what just kept me hooked throughout the film's runtime was its time travel dimensions, which take a much darker tone compared to the past two Ant-Man films. What do you have to say about the quantum realm, by the way? Drop your answers in the comments below. Verdict. Overall, Paul Rudd was likable enough, but we are rooting more for Michelle Pfeiffer's performance and the secret behind the Kong dynasty. Yes, Scott's one-liners with her daughter Cassie Lang do remind us of the teenage times, but as said, it was that hard for us to take our eyes off Janet and Kong the Conqueror. Especially Jonathan Majors. He is one remarkable actor and plays Kong incredibly well. You can't resist falling in love with the energy he brings to the screen. At the beginning of Phase 5, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania introduced us to the next big bad villain we would love to meet time and again with the Kong Dynasty and Secret Wars. Besides him, the movie dialogue also adds feathers to the cap and even make you giggle once in a while. The war scenarios were also eye-popping as they give us some nostalgic experience in the quantum realm. In the end, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania have us more excited for this new fifth phase of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and its interrelated universe. What about you? Does the Paul Rudd biggie make for a fun standalone superhero adventure? Share your reviews here, and for more updates, stay tuned here.